Stories from the Ponds. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a nice story today. Our story entitled The Stranger. Tired and exhausted with the water skin on her back, she was gasping and going towards her house where innocent children, their eyes fixed at the door, were eagerly waiting for the arrival of their mother. On her way, an unknown man approached her. He took the water skin from her and placed it on his back. The door opened and the children saw their mother entering the house with a stranger. He placed the water skin on the ground and said, "Well, it seems you don't have anyone to fetch water for you. How come you are so far alone?" "My husband was a soldier. Ali sent him to the frontier where he was killed. Now I'm alone with these small children." The stranger said no more. Bowing down his head, he went away. But the thought of the helpless widow and orphans remained in his mind. He could hardly sleep in the night. Early in the morning, he picked up a basket, put some meat, flour, and dates in it, went straight to her house and knocked at the door. "Who are you?" "I'm the man who brought you water yesterday. Now I have brought you some food for the children. May God bless you and judge between us and Ali." She opened the door. Entering the house, he said, "I wish to do some good acts. Either let me knead the flour and bake the bread or allow me to look after the children." "Very well, but I can do the job of kneading and cooking better than you. You take care of the children till I finish cooking." She went to knead the flour. Immediately he grilled some meat, which he had brought, and fed the children, saying to each child while putting morsel in his mouth, "My son, forgive Ali if he has failed in his duty towards you." The flour got ready. She called, "Gentlemen, put fire in the oven." He went and put fire in the oven. When flames rose up, he brought his face near the fire and said, "Taste the heat of the fire. It is the punishment for those who fail in their duty towards orphans and widows." By chance, a woman from the neighboring house came in, recognizing the stranger. She cried, "Wow, don't you recognize the man who is helping you? He is Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib." The widow came forward and shamefacedly cried, "Curse and shame to me, I beg your pardon. No, I beg your pardon, for I failed in my duty towards you," the stranger said.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRib English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to take some moral lessons out of them in order to talk more about them and explain about them. So that we as Muslims would take these lessons in our ordinary lives and become higher and reach higher levels of spirituality and religion, inshallah. Well, the beautiful story we just listened to is about the care and attention that Imam Ali alayhi salam paid for the orphans and fatherless children. Well, it goes without saying that caring for orphaned children is considered an essential element of a morally functioning society by most standards, religious and secular alike. In Islam, more than 20 verses in the Holy Book of Quran refer to the good treatment of orphans. Imam Ali alayhi salam was most loved by the people for the attention and care that he provided to the orphans of his city. Imam Ali alayhi salam prioritized their needs not only as a ruler governing his own people, but also as a fellow human who had a social responsibility to the people he lived with. For this, he was known as the father of the orphans. We know Imam Ali alayhi salam as the father of orphans, a title that attests to his care for the orphan children like they were his own children. A care so genuine that tradition says when he was poisoned and on his deathbed, the orphans of the city of Kufa gathered around his house carrying bowls of milk in an effort to cure him. This shows the greatness and humility of Imam Ali alayhi salam, even in front of the most powerless members of the society. And as a caliph with the responsibility over the people he ruled, Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote in his famous letter to Malik Ashtar, "Take care of the orphans and the aged who have no means for livelihood, nor are they ready for begging. This is heavy on the officers. In fact, every right is heavy." Here, he demonstrates the importance of being the advocate for those who may not have the ability or means to advocate for themselves. As a fellow human concerned for the welfare of his neighbors, Imam Ali alayhi salam would wander the streets at night in search of those who may need assistance. In one instance, he was reported to have personally visited the home of a widow and her orphaned children to bring them groceries to cook a meal. Not only did he provide them with fresh, hot meal that he prepared himself, he also stayed after the meal to spend time with her children, played with them, and brought laughs and smiles to their faces. Okay, it seems that we must go for a short break, and let's go and have a short break and we will be back so soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from IRB English Radio, and we're talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam and the care that he paid for the orphans. Well, a number of traditions available to us describe how Imam Ali alayhi salam ensured orphan children were taken care of, particularly during the period of his caliphate. These include narrations of Imam Ali alayhi salam visiting their homes under the cover of evenings to feed and cater their needs. One such narration tells us of a time when honey and figs were brought to Imam Ali alayhi salam from Hamadan and Helwan, a delicacy presented to him as the Khalifa of the time. Imam Ali alayhi salam's first response was to order the authorities of all tribes to bring along the orphans of the city. The narration tells us that he seated them above the leather containers of honey to eat from it. When questioned, he responded, "I am the father to the orphans. Indeed, I had them eat honey as their father." Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.